Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to Mount Logan Capital's fourth quarter and year-end 2019 results conference call. Before we begin, I would like to remind listeners that except for historical information, the matters discussed during this call may include forward-looking statements within the meaning of the applicable Canadian securities legislation. Forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks and uncertainties and other factors that may cause actual financial results, performance, or achievements to be materially different from estimated future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by those forward-looking statements. All forward-looking statements reflect the company's current views with respect to the future events and are subject to risks and uncertainties and assumptions we have made in drawing the conclusions included in such forward-looking statements. The company is not obligated to update or revise any forward-looking statements, and we do not assume any obligation to do so. For a description of the risks associated with Mount Logan Capital's business, as well as information about the material factors and assumptions that could cause results to differ from any forward-looking statements and other relevant factors, please refer to the company's public disclosure record, particularly the company's MD&A and annual information form for the year ended December 31st, 2019, which are available on SEDAR. I would now like to introduce your host for today's conference, Mr. Ted Goldthorpe, Chief Executive Officer of Mount Logan Capital. Mr. Goldthorpe, you may begin.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us for our fiscal year 2019 results call. During the call, we'll be referring to information provided in the financial statements, the MD&A, and the associated news release for the quarter, all of which are available on our website and on SEDAR. Joining me this morning is our Chief Financial Officer, Ted Gilpin. To recap our first full fiscal year of operations at Mount Logan Capital, it has been a year of growth, and we plan on maintaining this momentum throughout 2020. Starting off in February 2019, we had entered into an agreement for our 50 million dollar leverage facility, which enabled us to greatly enhance the yield on our underlying loan portfolio. The additional capital enabled us to scale and diversify our portfolio, ultimately doubling our total assets over the course of the year from 37.6 million at the end of 2018 to 75.3 million at December 31st, 2019. While growing our portfolio, we also had a number of monetizations as we continue to refine the portfolio and opportunistically sell assets at attractive valuations. Since inception, we have had 10 full investment realizations, achieving a weighted average IRR of 16.6% with a 0% loss rate. As our portfolio has ramped, we've achieved record investment income with each quarter that has passed, with 1.1 million of investment income for fourth quarter 2019. This past summer, we executed on our commitment to initiate our asset management vertical with the signing of our first asset management contract with a large U.S.-based insurance company. We continue to advance discussions on strategic partnerships that would drive recurring management fee income, and we look forward to progressing these partnerships in 2020. Moving to notable developments during our fourth quarter, we continue to deploy capital in new attractive investment opportunities, execute on our commitment to complete an 8-to-1 share consolidation, and announced and paid our first dividend. For this first quarter in 2020, our board declared another dividend of 0.02 per common share with a record and payable date set for April 2020. Before we review our financial performance for the year, I would also like to take the opportunity to speak on our perspective on the current market conditions, what it means for our operations, our portfolio, and what opportunities the current market dislocation presents. 2020 has been an eventful year to date, and the COVID-19 pandemic and related effects continue to present uncertainty and impact the global economy. In terms of our day-to-day operations, our team has a mix of employees working in the office and working from home. There have been no material disruptions to the way we manage and conduct our business. On the effect of COVID-19 on our portfolio, it is important to note that we have no direct exposure to the most likely affected sectors, including auto, natural resources, leisure, hospitality, travel, and airlines. Our portfolio remains heavily concentrated in first lien senior secured debt. As of December 31st, 2019, 79% of our portfolio, excluding Klein, consisted of first lien senior secured debt. We've purposely constructed our portfolio to focus on first dollar risk, precisely to be well positioned when times of economic stress do arise. First lien debt has historically exemplified robust performance through economic cycles and demonstrates strong recoveries even under the most stressed circumstances. Breaking down the remaining 21% of our portfolio, 16% is invested in the Great Lakes Unitranche joint venture and 5% in a promissory note to a growing asset manager with a recurring fee streams and permanent capital. Our investment in the Great Lakes joint venture is underpinned by a portfolio of first lien, senior secured unitranche debt diversified across middle market borrowers and a variety of staple industries. Despite our confidence in the quality and diversity of our portfolio, we are aware that during these unprecedented times and amid this uncertainty, we are actively monitoring our portfolio company's performance and speaking with our respective management teams and other industry advisors to ensure we have a full grasp of the risks that may develop in light of recent trends. As of now, although we may experience some mark-to-market volatility in our assets given recent spread widening, we don't currently foresee any near-term impairment risk on any of our assets. While the markets are changing day-to-day and volatility and uncertainty seem to persist in investors' minds, there's a tremendous investment opportunity available in the market right now. Traditional financing sources have curtailed their appetite for lending, meaning there is a growing demand for providers of alternative capital like Mount Logan. Given there is less competition around financings, the private deals we are seeing now have both greater pricing and are structured with more protective terms. We have an unprecedented pipeline of new opportunities to provide liquidity to businesses indirectly affected by the recent economic developments at very wide spreads. There's also an immense opportunity in the traded loan market where a combination of COVID-19, declining interest rates, and forced technical selling has resulted in syndicated bank debt trading down to levels that provide a very compelling risk-adjusted return. To share some data points around the recent turmoil in the syndicated loan market, the S&P LSTA Leveraged Loan Index, the broad market index for U.S. leveraged loans, has declined nearly 20% year-to-date, and virtually all of that decline has occurred in March. As of Monday of this week, nearly 60% of the syndicated loan market is trading below 80 cents on the dollar. Contrast these pricing levels to the end of January, when just 2 months ago, nearly 50% of the index was trading above par. The current loan prices levels in the index are still above all-time lows, which were set December 08 at just above 60 cents on the dollar. However, the speed at which the loan prices have declined this time is unprecedented. Near-term recession risk, the U.S. Federal Reserve's rate cut, and a flight to quality has led to mass fund outflows and forced selling by a large number of loan market participants, including loan mutual funds, index funds, and CLOs. We are thankful that Mount Logan's existing structure and permanent capital allows us to continue to hold our investments and does not force us to sell at a material discount to par. Amid the market sell-off, our team has dedicated significant resources to evaluate opportunities in the secondary traded credit market. We remain focused on identifying safe, strong, downside-protected first-lien senior secured risk in a coronavirus and oil-isolated areas that have seen price declines due to overall market volatility. During our underwriting process for these loans, we focus on understanding the liquidity profile of the borrower and how a prolonged recession could affect the cash flow generation potential of the business. Overall, we are very comfortable with our portfolio composition and skew towards first lien senior secured debt. We will continue to remain vigilant around monitoring our existing investments and will continue to actively evaluate additional new investments that present an immense opportunity amongst the recent market volatility. With that, I'll turn the call over to Ted Gilpin, who will review the financial results.
Thanks, Ted. Good morning, everyone. I will now summarize our key highlights for the 2019 fiscal year and the fourth quarter of 2019. As a reminder, effective January 1st, 2019, Mount Logan changed its presentation currency from Canadian dollars to U.S. dollars to better reflect the company's business activities. Unless specified otherwise, all figures I will reference today are in U.S. dollars. In addition, to put the financial results in perspective on a comparative basis, I wanted to remind everyone that we completed an 8-to-1 share consolidation on the common shares of Mount Logan Capital in December 2019. Now with 10.6 million common shares outstanding and a $3.23 U.S. dollar NAV per share. We believe our resulting NAV and share price better reflect the institutional nature of our business. As to our results, for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2019, we generated $3.5 million in total investment income, up from $596,000 in fiscal year 2018. Of note, while interest income remains our largest contributor to revenue at $3 million for the year, our investment in the Great Lakes Unitrans joint venture generated $442,000 in dividend income, and our asset management activities generated $11,000 in fee income for the year. The momentum in our business continues to become apparent as we achieve record quarterly investment income of $1.1 million in the fourth quarter of 2019. For the year, we recorded a net realized gain on investments of $620,000 due to the profitable realizations in the portfolio that Ted alluded to earlier on the call. During the year, we faced a net unrealized loss of $1.3 million on foreign currency translation. Specifically, we are required to convert our U.S. dollar-denominated securities into a Canadian dollar value at the time of purchase and then back into U.S. dollar value at the reporting period date, when in fact the investment has been held in dollars for the whole period. Therefore, U.S. dollars for the whole period. Therefore, the unrealized gain or loss in the period just reflects the changes in the relative value of the Canadian dollar versus the U.S. dollar during the period. To mitigate the potential swings in unrealized gains and losses related to FX, we continue to explore switching our functional currency from the Canadian dollar to the U.S. dollar. On the expense side, professional fees related to legal, audit, and tax consulting amounted to $593,000 during the year. Utilizing our leveraged facility, Mount Logan incurred $1.6 million in interest and other credit facility expenses as a result of drawings under the loan facility. Other costs, including director's fees, regulatory and shareholder relations, and other general and administrative costs, were aligned with our expectations, although the fourth quarter saw slightly elevated operating expense levels when contrasted to the other quarters. Our total operating expenses for the year declined from $2.8 million in 2018 to $3.3 million in 2019, as the reduction in one-time transaction costs incurred in 2018 in connection with our original plan of arrangement transaction, partially offset by interest and other expenses associated with our credit facility incurred in 2019. The year, our total and comprehensive income was $228,000, or 2 cents per weighted share, average share, up from a loss of 4 cents per weighted average share in 2018. As of December 31st, 2019, Mount Logan's balance sheet reflects total assets of $75.3 million, total liabilities of $41.4 million, and shareholders' equity value rights that entitle the holders to the net proceeds that are achieved from the sale of Klein or any distributions related to the investment. Shareholders equity of $34.2 million, resulting in net asset value per share of $3.23, which is up 3 cents since September 30th, 2019. The asset balance at year-end largely consisted of $64.5 million in investment portfolio, $7.1 million balance in cash and restricted cash, and $2.9 million in a deferred tax asset. Liabilities predominantly include our leverage facility with an outstanding balance of $34.4 million and the fair value of the Klein investment associated with the contingent value rights. On January 31st, we entered into an amendment to extend the maturity of our leverage facility for another year from February 2020 to February 2021, providing us with another year of flexible financing provides enhanced yields on our underlying portfolio. As a reminder on Klein, this is an investment in equity and debt that remains from Merit Resource Corp prior to the plan of arrangement. As an update, in January 2020, Klein announced that they had entered into a binding agreement to sell their shares in the New Elk Coal Company to Allegiance Coal for total consideration of $55 million Canadian dollars, consisting of cash, debt, and equity in a transaction that would close prior to July 15, 2020. As a reminder, the change in value in Kline does not directly affect Mount Logan. Rather, former Merit Resource shareholders hold contingent value rights entitled the holder to the net proceeds that are received from the sale of Kline or any distribution related to the investment. With that, I'll turn the call back over to Ted Goldthorpe for some closing remarks.
Thanks, Ted. Overall, we are pleased with our results for the year and look forward to continuing to assess opportunities to raise capital and other strategic options that allow us to grow book value. We know this is an uncertain time. We have conviction in the quality, security, and diversity of our underlying portfolio and believe we are very well positioned to take advantage of the current market environment. We will now transition the call to Q&A if the operator could please coordinate.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that your telephone line remains unmuted locally. You will then be advised when to ask your question. That's star 1. We don't have any questions coming through just yet. So as another reminder, if you do want to ask a question today, please press star 1 on your telephone keypads. We do have a question coming through. The first question comes from the line of Charles Burns calling from CIBCWG. Please go ahead.
Good morning. It looks like the results continue to perform as I expected. And I just wondered, how do you see the trading price compared to the net asset value? How's the best way going forward to narrow that gap? Because it is a pretty substantial gap.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And obviously, we own a lot of stock too, so we're laser focused on generating shareholder value. I think if we just continue to perform, and the real test of anybody's franchise is what's happening now. We're going through, in many ways, a credit environment worse than 2008. And so I think our portfolio hopefully will withstand the test of a tough market shock. And I think if we can just consistently generate results and continue to grow book value, which we've done pretty consistently, that gap should obviously narrow. I think it's all about execution, keep executing and continue to grow and make and get the stock a little bit more liquid, I would say.
Do you see the environment maybe somewhat contributing to it? Because the last time you raised money, I think it was at the old 56 cents, which is effectively 4.48, I think, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's roughly right. I mean, obviously book value has grown every quarter since we've taken over the business. We've generated net earnings, since day one. I can't attest to understand the stock market at all times, but I mean, listen, the median stock price in the U.S. of our peer group is down over 50% in the last, 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. Obviously, there's a lot of concern from the investment community about the impact in the lending environment from, this COVID-19 quarantine. And again, I think the results will speak for themselves kind of after this all works through. I wouldn't be surprised to see us have a little bit of volatility in book value just given, where credit spreads are. But, again, we feel very, very good about where our portfolio is.
Okay, so that book value will be updated, I guess, at the end for the March 31st, updated to current pricing, I guess.
Correct.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks.
We have no further questions coming through on the phone line, so I'd now like to hand the call back over to Mr. Goldthorpe for any concluding remarks.
Great. Thank you all for everyone's time this morning. As always, we're happy to make ourselves available if there are any questions in the future. We hope everyone stays safe, and we look forward to updating you via press releases in the near term and our next quarterly earnings call in May. Thank you.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now disconnect your lines. Host, Please stay connected.